And staying in New Hampshire, and another attempt to raise standards. A campaign by the state's 15 newest lobbyists has restored some honor to the profession of influence peddling, so besmirched by the activities of Jack Abramoff in Washington. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gornstein has this report.
In Concord, registered lobbyists are branded with orange badges inside the Capitol. But when a group of first-timers came to the statehouse recently, they sported orange T-shirts with pumpkins on them. They also brought their chaperones.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Johnny Silk. I am here to speak about the pumpkin.
15 third and fourth grade students from Wells Memorial came to persuade the Agriculture Committee that the state's representative fruit should be the pumpkin. Teacher Kathy Frick says the seed for pushing pumpkins came from civics class.
We read about some kiddos in Florida that lobbied their lawmakers to make the orange the official state fruit because it had never been made official. And I just said, you know, I don't think New Hampshire has a state fruit. We went online, we looked it up, it didn't. We've decided it would be the pumpkin. We were off.
Students offered plenty of good arguments for the orange orb. Fourth grader Johnny Silk told the committee about the state's world dominance.
Keene, New Hampshire holds the world's record for the most lit pumpkins at almost 30,000 pumpkins. Throughout the fall, in every county, you'll find fields and farm stands brimming with this bright, beautiful fruit.
Fourth grader Logan Simons also offered a touch of theater.
One of the most famous images of the pumpkin has a glowing, sparkling, magical fruit come from the Walt Disney movie Cinderella. As soon as that fairy godmother waved her magic wand and uttered the words bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, the pumpkin moved into the royal coach business. What an image!
Simons and her colleagues relentlessly sold both the pumpkin and their cuteness, and legislators were buying. But after the kids spoke, one man stepped forward to carve up the pumpkin plan.
I think the apple should be the New Hampshire state fruit.
That's Concord apple grower Chuck Souther.
While pumpkins may be good for you, let's face it, they're just big and orange, and at the end of Halloween, they basically rot. We market apples nearly year-round.
It's an $8 million crop in the state. Souther says it's the kind of business that should be promoted. Looking out for his constituency in northern New Hampshire, committee chair David Babson asked Johnny Silk to defend the pumpkin.
Up where I live, a lot of people grow apples. Why do you think we should have the state fruit be a pumpkin rather than an apple?
Well, the apple is a state fruit in Vermont and other states, so we thought we should have something new.
New Hampshire never, never follows Vermont's lead. Silk's explanation left the chairman muttering about being upstaged. The kids from Wells Memorial, now back in class, say they hope the idea of honoring the pumpkin grows on lawmakers and doesn't wither away. Legislators are supposed to take action on the bill by mid-spring. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gornstein in Concord, New Hampshire.